quite different. So turning to essential plant nutrients, just so that we're aware of what most of these phytoplankton are using. So our macronutrient carbon then for our biomass, getting it from carbon dioxide. Our hydrogen, biomass and water is our source. Oxygen, again, part of biomass, water is our source, or oxygen. Our nitrogen, it's used in proteins and lots of other molecules. They've got a couple of potential sources. Nitrate's one. The other one is ammonium. So you should put ammonium down there as well. So what formula did you just put down? Good, NH4+. Just checking that we're all being good there. Yeah, that's what I was worried about. Okay, now our next one, phosphorus required in DNA and RNA, etc. We put down phosphate, but you need to be aware of the fact that this won't be the typical form that plants take in. So it's going to be a phosphate which will have some hydrogens attached to it, will be how they typically take it in. We have got sodium-potassium pump, so we need potassium then as a metabolic function. We'll find potassium coming out of rocks, clay minerals. Sulfur, we're getting that out of sulfate then for our protein. Which particular part of the protein needs sulfur? Cysteine. Yeah? Now, you're actually trying to specify protein with a lot of sulfurs in it. A couple of lectures ago, we talked about the ability of organisms to secrete proteins into the water to mine nutrients out of the water, to mine metals out of the water. Okay. We also have the ability of other organisms in the water to secrete organic molecules that could get rid of toxic metals from the water. Now, we'll start with the classes of compounds that they could secrete into the water to mine elements from the water. Anybody remember anything about that? No. These are phytochalotins. Yeah? So let's flick back to that. Yeah, we did, yeah. I'm just going to flick back to that because I could see a lot of sort of glazed eyes. So we're going back to page 46, and you'll see that we have got our phytochalotins, and we've got the siderophores. So put a bit of a star beside there. It's a thing that's useful to remember, because what I'm trying to get you used to is what's going on in the water. So we've done a lot of stuff on redox type chemistry today, starting to include the bugs. Well, this is another thing that the organisms do in the water. They can secrete molecules that mine things from the water, or they can secrete molecules which get rid of toxic things from the water. You can call those guys. The first ones, the ones that are mining the things, are the siderophores. And the guys down the bottom then, that contain lots of cysteine, it depends on whether these guys are from plants or animals, is what you're going to call them. But invariably they've got plenty of the cysteine amino acids. Yeah, down the bottom, yeah. Okay, so keeping going with our nutrients. Magnesium then clearly required for plants. Whereabouts is it required? Magnesium? No, you're not. Yeah, which particular molecule? All of you guys should be doing CH2010 next year by the looks of it. Chlorophyll has got magnesium sitting in the middle of it. Yeah? Okay, calcium then, same deal. This guy then can be involved in animals and making bones and stuff, but clearly not in plants, and plants has got a metabolic function. Then we've got the trace ones. So these guys then typically will be in enzymes, and we just require small amounts of things like molybdenum, boron and things like that for a